Azerbaijan is introducing a new alphabet for the third time in the last 100 years. Since 1939, Azerbaijanis have used the Cyrillic alphabet. As of August 1st, all signs, official documents, newspapers, and books in the former Soviet Republic will be printed in the Azeri Latin alphabet. The BBC's Claire Doyle prepared this report.
These children are learning to read in Azeri, in the Latin alphabet. But things were very different for their older brothers and sisters and for their parents' generation. They learnt the alphabet in Cyrillic, which was the official method of writing Azeri during years of Soviet rule. Jala Karibova, a linguistics teacher, told me about the significance of the Latin alphabet for Azeris.
The change of alphabet actually comes from within the spirit of independence. This is a great feeling that everybody feels. Latin helps you integrate not only with Russia but with many more countries in the world. This feeling somehow overcomes the other problems.
And there are going to be problems. Although the first moves to switch to the Latin alphabet were made after independence in 1991, the result has been a confusing mixture. Many newspapers, for example, print their headlines in the Latin script and their articles in Cyrillic. I'm in a shopping arcade in Baku, and looking around me I can see signs in all kinds of languages and alphabets. I'm outside a cinema here. It's called the Vatan Cinema. This is typical. Vatan is written in the Azeri Latin script. The film that's showing today is a film called Dve Zhenshchiny in Russian, and underneath that it says in Cyrillic that the air conditioning in the cinema works all day. Here's a shop called Woman, which sells women's clothes. It's advertising the lowest prices in town. But the notice is not only in Cyrillic, it's actually in Russian. I wonder what the shopkeeper's going to do when that sign becomes illegal on the 1st of August.
Most people seem resigned to the idea of learning the new alphabet, even if it's a bit tricky for the first few months. But there are bigger obstacles in store for those who are concerned about Azerbaijan's cultural and literary heritage. Although newspapers are now developing their own printing methods, very few books are available at the moment in the new Latin script. And as fewer people read Cyrillic, there's a real danger that all the literature and research materials produced during the Soviet era will become inaccessible.
It's far too expensive to take every book that needs to be printed and print them again.
Betty Blair edits a magazine on Azeri culture. She thinks that instead of reprinting books in Azeri Latin, they could be made available on a website for people to download and print off themselves, which would be much cheaper.
Azerbaijan has come to this change in their alphabet at a most opportune time in history, because computers can really accelerate your changes.
Unfortunately, there are signs that at the moment there's very little understanding of how computers and the internet could help with the change in script. There's no standard font for the Azeri Latin alphabet and no agreed keyboard, which means that it's extremely difficult to create websites or write emails in the new official script.
The BBC's Claire Doyle in Baku, Azerbaijan.